Fall favorites are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday gifts for the kids, like arts, crafts, games, and tech. You'll have money left over for some new board games to boost the kids' confidence.
Ah, you won again.
Or that multi-voice changing megaphone so you can really spread the cheer.
Happy holidays.
Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop low prices on all your fall favorites now.
Shout out to my friend Lee Armstrong. Just welcomed a baby boy to the world. He and his wife, Nolan Armstrong. Congrats, Nolan. Can't wait to meet you, pal. He just sent me a picture. The first thing he did, they're literally like in the nursery. What do you call it? Where the babies are. I should know this. I've been there. Where the babies are in the hospital.
Hospital.
Yeah, that works. He's playing Hail to the Redskins to the little boy. He's hours old. He also said his wife wouldn't let him name him Jaden. So Nolan it is. Nolan's a good name. Congrats, buddy. Did either of you watch the game? Jeff, you were probably at the club. Landfill, you were probably asleep. Did either of you watch Monday Night Football?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Did you notice over and over and over the OTPHJ that Monday Night Football was giving the Steelers about their undefeated streak on Monday Night Football? Did you hear that? I think Joe Buck and Troy Aikman do a fantastic job. I honestly wish the Manning cast, I wish they would just do like 2 hours of highlights on Tuesday night, because I like the Manning cast and I like Buck and Aikman, and I flip back and forth, and I wish I didn't have to separate the two. But it was really, really gratuitous how they kept talking about this Steelers undefeated streak on Monday Night Football. I suppose it stretches 20 years or so. Landfill, do you remember what happened on Monday, December 7th? Not 1941, let's be clear about that. Monday, December 7th, 2020. Peak COVID, we're all wearing masks, going into the winter, the COVID winter. Do you remember what happened that day?
I probably took a nap.
That's fair odds. Well, the Commanders were scheduled to play Pittsburgh on Sunday, December 6th. But this was peak COVID. This was crazy times in our world. So the game got pushed back, and the then Washington football team played the Steelers Monday, December 7th at 5 o'clock. Steelers were undefeated. The football team at that point, I think, was 5-6. No, they were maybe 4-7 because they got hot late. Yeah, they were 4-7 going into Pittsburgh. Steelers were undefeated. And you know what happened? Washington went up there and won. Alex Smith, Dustin Hopkins made a bunch of field goals. It was a really fun, exciting game. Pittsburgh got up 14-0, and Logan Thomas caught a touchdown from Alex Smith to tie it up late. Peyton Barber had a touchdown in that game. Anybody remember the Peyton Barber era in burgundy and gold? And my thing is, I understand that Monday Night Football is more of a branding exercise, right? Like, the actual brand of MNF is a separate thing, and that was not a Monday Night Football game. I believe it was on. It wasn't even on ESPN. I think it was a CBS game because it was weird afternoon, and it was 5 o'clock. I'm not saying that their record shouldn't count, but they got to chill promoting the hell out of it because you lost on a Monday 4 years ago. Like, just... I get it, but it's kind of fugazi. That's all I'm saying.
I remember that game, the Steelers, but they were 11-0, but they were a terrible team. Like, it was one of the more remarkable things that
they started really good and then just got awful.
They were so bad. Yeah. They turned into a terrible team after about 8 weeks, and they somehow managed to win three games that they really should have lost. They ended up finishing the season, I think it was 1-4. Down the stretch, they were so
bad.
They got
boat race to the playoffs.
Yeah, and they lost to the Browns. That was the worst 11-0 team I've ever seen. I was in awe of it.
They were bad. All right. Driving downtown this morning, I was listening to the Ryan Russillo podcast. And he was just openly mocking the young man Tyreek Stevenson. And it allowed me a moment of pause because I was at NBC all afternoon yesterday, and we talked about the Hail Mary. And we showed the clip over and over, and that was fun, and you realize how fun that is. But this dude, Stevenson, when you go back and think about it, what are you doing, dude? What are you doing? What are you doing? It worked out well for Washington, no complaints, but if you live under a rock, Tyreek Stevenson was the Bears defensive back who was jawing the whole game and got in Terry's face, maybe laid a cheap shot right into Terry's back with the crown of his helmet. It's debatable. I don't think it's really debatable, but I think Tyreek Stevenson on the game winner for Washington is talking smack to fans as the play is developing. It was unbelievable. We didn't get a chance to do this yesterday. Here's Tyreek Stevenson explaining what was going on with that Hail Mary.
The play was, I posted box out 85. Had to be the play was, cheering with some Bears fans. When taunting, no fans. It was just cheering with some Bears fans, and the Washington fans reacted how they wanted to. And my job was to box out 85. And, you know, when I went up to hit the ball, it was pretty much to knock it down, you know, interceptions, and, you know, especially in a close game like that. So just tried to make a play for my team. And, you know, it either could have went, oh, Tyreek, you know, good pass, knocked down, or we're in the situation we're in right now.
I suppose it could have gone either way.
I mean, he said multiple times his job was to box out 85. He didn't do that.
No,
he sure went. Didn't. He went for the ball, and he ended up tipping it to him.
Yep. If you recall, when the Bears were on Hard Knocks, I gave you my immediate read on Matt Eberflus, that this is not a quality head coach, and that like he tried to change his image for Hard Knocks and act like he's super cool. Good luck. Maybe they make the playoffs and lose in the wild card. That's my assessment of the Bears. Here's Matt Eberflus on giving up a Hail Mary to lose it.
You're defending a touchdown there, and them throwing a ball for 13 yards or 10 yards, whatever that is, doesn't really matter. It's always going to come down to that last play. And it came down to the two-second play to the last play.
Pause,
you got to
execute
quick on that one.
Because he's just wrong. Like, if Terry doesn't get the 13-yarder before that, you can't even run the Hail Mary because you have to throw the ball 85 yards in the air, and you can't. Like, that was probably about as far as Jaden can chuck it, especially with the rib injury. And it was, what, 65 yards in the air? So if you don't have the 13-yarder before it, you're running some nonsense hook and ladder, throw a million laterals, see what we can do. So, coach, you're incorrect. How about a coach that knows what he's doing? Bill Belichick. On the Manning cast last night, it was pretty fun because he had Lawrence Taylor on there and everything. Bill Belichick talking about the Hail Mary that the entire NFL has been discussing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's a ridiculous play. You know, doesn't get the call, doesn't know how they're going to play it. It looks like Washington is trying to run a little bit of an over route too, where they would run past that jump ball area, and then everybody kind of scrambles back to the middle once Daniels buys time and resets, but. It's really a great job by Washington. They have two guys going up for the ball, one guy playing for the front tip, one guy playing for the back tip, and obviously a terrible play by Stevenson. He has no idea what's going on and runs over there and jumps up and volleyballs it up in the air for a game-losing play. It's terrible.
Tell me how you really feel, Coach. God, I love that. I could listen to that all damn day. That's my idea, not that anybody asked, for the Manning cast is – instead of go head-to-head with Monday Night Football, do a Tuesday night, like the old NFL primetime. Just Eli, Peyton, bring Bill in there. It's fantastic.
Fall favorites are here, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday gifts for the home, like vacuums, bedding, and home decor. You'll have money left over for those sweet handbells you've had your eye on. Or those gingerbread-scented candles that help with the illusion that you made the dessert yourself. Oh, what fun it is to save. Shop low prices on all your fall favorites now.